bring your attention away from distractions and imaginations. Back to the realities of life, the nature of which is impermanence and death. Awareness of death helps free our mind from delusion and karma, so that we can not only bring an end to the entire round of suffering, the cycle of death and rebirth, but also eradicate even the subtle errors of mind, thereby attaining enlightenment for the sake of all sentient beings. All causative phenomena, our life, our body, our mind, our self, our possessions, our relatives and friends, all other people, are changing, not only day by day, minute by minute, and second by second, but every tiny moment. They do not last for a fraction of a second. Because they are under the control of causes and conditions, they are in a state of constant decay and can cease at any time. This is the nature of our life. If we can remain aware of this, we will prevent our mind from coming under the control of the delusions, the disturbing emotional minds that hurt us and other sentient beings, which prevent us from transforming our mind and gaining realizations of the path to enlightenment. They stop us from seeing the ultimate nature of all phenomena. First, we stop delusions from manifesting. We free ourselves of disturbing thoughts, immediately experience peace and satisfaction. And then, by actualizing the remedial path, we eradicate even the imprints that they have left on our mental continuum. By destroying the seeds of delusion, we attain nirvana, ultimate liberation from the six realms of suffering and its cause. Freedom from the circling aggregates, which are samsara itself. These are the benefits of mindfulness of impermanence. Contemplate on this. Now meditate on emptiness, the actual nature of all phenomena. Think how your eye, actions, objects, and in fact all phenomena, everything that is called such and such, and this and that, are just names. Names have to come from the mind. They don't exist from their own side. Names are labels applied by the mind. However, it is not just that phenomena are labeled by the mind. They are merely labels. In other words, all phenomena, I, action, object, everything, are merely labeled by the mind in relation to their base. Think about this. When we come to meditate on emptiness, the practice has to be deep. Our mindfulness meditation should be more than just watching what we are doing. What we really need to do is to watch our motivation. The practice has to be more profound than simply noting or recognizing I'm walking, I'm sitting, and so forth. But if we don't watch our mind carefully, then we don't know what's motivating our actions. What we should be doing is detecting negative motivation, the cause of suffering, and changing it into positive. You should be applying your meditation like a medicine to the eradication of harmful thoughts, the delusions, the disturbing emotions that harm yourself and others. You need to eradicate these and make your mind healthy and your attitude beneficial. Just as the Buddha explains in the following verse. Do not engage in any harmful actions. Perform only those that are good. Abandon non-virtue, the cause of suffering, and practice virtue, the cause of happiness. Transform negative motivation into positive, so that your actions will become virtuous. In this way, you will not waste your life, but make it meaningful. At least, you won't be harming yourself or others. The way to practice more meaningful mindfulness meditation in order to understand emptiness is like this. When you're sitting or when you're walking, ask yourself the question, what am I doing? Then your mind will answer, I'm sitting, I'm walking. I'm eating, depending on what it is that you're doing. Whatever you are doing, you can meditate on emptiness. One way in which you can do this is to reply to the answer, "I'm walking," with another question. Why do I say I'm walking? Then you analyze. You look for the reason. What you find is, the only reason I say this is that my aggregate of body, the base I label I, is walking. Your body is walking. Just because of that, your mind labels and believes, I'm walking. After you've done that, check how your I appears to you at that moment. Is it the same as before, or has there been a change? Usually you'll find that it's not the same, that there's been a definite change. Suddenly, the old view of a real I in your body, the I you have always believed to be there in your body, has vanished, become non-existent. And that's the truth. It's not a false view. The old I was the false one. When you do not meditate or analyze, the I that appears to you and in which you believe, the I that seems to comprise these aggregates in this body, is the false one. In Western psychological terms, we call it the emotional I. The emotional I, the one that you believe is in your body or comprises your aggregates, is totally non-existent. This is what you have to discover, that it's empty. You have to discover that it is totally non-existent, totally empty. If you can realize that there's not even the slightest atom of an I there, and feel as if you yourself have become totally non-existent, you have entered the middle way. At that time, when you realize emptiness, you gain full conviction or definite understanding that you can attain liberation. You can cease all suffering and its cause. Remain in the state of your discovery of the absence of the emotional I. keep your mind in the emptiness of that. When your mind gets distracted, again, ask yourself the question, what am I doing? Then when your mind replies, ask again, why do I say I'm doing? There's no reason other than the labels. If the answer is, I'm meditating, ask yourself, why do I say I'm meditating? There's no reason other than the fact that the base, the aggregates of mind, are transforming into virtue, which is what meditation really means. Then check again to see what effect this has had on your perception of I. Has there been a change or not? Doing this meditation again and again helps you see the false I more and more clearly. The more clearly you see the false I, the emotional I, the I that doesn't truly exist, the more clearly you see the better you recognize emptiness, the better idea of emptiness you get. The awareness that recognizes emptiness and the nature of phenomena is mind. The awareness that recognizes things is not I. It is neither the real I, nor even the merely labeled I. What it is, however, is merely labelled by the mind. Therefore, the reality of the I that is merely labelled by the mind is that it exists, but it is totally empty of existing from its own side. While it is empty of existing from its own side, the I still exists. How? In mere name only. When you realize this, you have gained an unmistaken realization of emptiness. On the single object, I, you are able to unify dependent arising and emptiness. When you realize these two, without division, you have gained an unmistaken realization of emptiness.